USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Despite the changes going on in the British government, President Trump is said to be looking forward to his visit to London on Friday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
President Trump is said to be looking forward to his working visit to London with Prime Minister Theresa May. First, it was David Davis stepping down as Britain's Brexit minister. Then Foreign Minister Boris Johnson resigned, replaced by Jeremy Hunt, who spoke about his new duties.
My principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand foursquare behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Military officials say the U.S. Army will roll out a new and improved fitness test by October of 2020. Currently, the physical fitness test consists of 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups, and a 2-mile run. Sit-ups and push-ups are being scrapped for deadlifts and power throws and two other tests. Now, the 2-mile run will stay. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
All 12 boys from a youth soccer team and their coach were freed from a cave in Thailand today. Everyone had been trapped for 2 weeks. Dr. Mark Siegel now talks about the healing process that will need to begin for the boys.
They've got to get nutrition. They're going to get intravenous fluids. They're going to get slowly replenished. You can't just bomb the GI tract with regular food right away. So they're going to get brought back. They're going to check electrolytes, liver, kidney, oxygen. They had oxygen deprivation. They probably had too much carbon dioxide. They're going to give them oxygen. They're going to watch their lungs very quickly, carefully.
As the boys were rescued, Dr. Siegel also said there was one thing that was key.
And the key there is going to be the guides. I call them fear guides, people that are going to help them. That line where they're brought out by that line they can hold on to.
Yeah.
You know, but while they're in the cave, there's the risk of infections. There's the risk of bats, birds, bacteria. All of these things they're going to look very carefully at the hospital. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be fine.
There's still a lot of talk of a trade war between the United States and China. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma talks about the way he believes we need to handle this whole situation.
So you take it the same way you take any kind of debt or any kind of other issue. Take your smallest issue first, get that resolved, and put all the effort on the second one and keep going in from there. If we're going to try to resolve all these trade issues that we have worldwide at this point, try to resolve the most straightforward ones first, whether we with Mexico
or with Canada or with South Korea,
the first one? Whoever it may be. I would think NAFTA would be one of the first ones. It's one of the first ones that was opened. It should be the closest one to actually getting resolved.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.